All year, on Shabbos and Yontif, say Shema Esrei, the little broch of Kedushas Hayom is Kaddish Shabbos, Om Kaddish Yisrael Bahasmani. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Kaddish Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, but we add Melech Al Kol Haaretz. Discussion upon him, someone forgot the words Melech Al Kol Haaretz and only said Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, and only said Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. What did the Yotze not? Chaim is the Paskin, and you know Yotze. Because Melech Al Kol Haaretz is the basic yesod of all of Rosh Hashanah. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in one sense, a simple idea, but it has, like all simple ideas, if you go into it, it goes into many different directions. We have Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, we all know, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yehoshua ben Korcha. There's another thing that's Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim. The Halacha brought in those Kehen L'Shulchan Aruch. They have been a shul with a saying, Olein L'Shabeach, you have to stop what you're doing and say Olein L'Shabeach with it. Where's the mocha for this? Mocha for this is, Gemara says, a person in a shul, in a place where Tzibur is saying Shema Yisrael, stop what you're doing, say Shema Yisrael with that, because it shouldn't be that the entire Tzibur is being Makabal Amalcha Shemayim, and you're not being Makabal Amalcha Shemayim. So therefore, since Olein L'Shabeach is Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, so therefore, same thing applies. You know, our minig of saying Olein at the end of the day, at the end of davening, to Mekabel you have to say it with a tzibur. There are two havanas of what Olein is. Everyone agrees it's Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim. One says the end of all Olein is what ends tefillah. And if Olein is what ends tefillah, so the end of our tefillah will makabel Malchus Shemayim. That's one. That's the Shita Saramah. And another Shita, what ends tefillah is Tzizkabel Tzlotzon, the end of Uvel Tzion. But before you go out to the world, you have to makabel Malchus Shemayim. The nafkamina between those two is just to understand, people sometimes don't understand the Siddur. There are a lot of ideas happening there. What's the machlokas between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar? Whether or not, where you put Aleinu. Aleinu, Shir Shel Yom, Ketores. Shir Shel Yom, Ketores, Aleinu. That's an assumption that Aleinu concludes Tefillah. Nusach Ashkenaz, you conclude it with Olenu, and Meikar Adin, you don't say Shir Shel Yom and Ketores. It's just after the considered after the tefillah, and Nusach Svarad has it as part of the tefillah. Machlokes between the Groh and the Ramah, when you take off tefillin, according to the Groh, you can take off tefillin after Kaddish Tiskabel, before Olenu, and according to the Ramah, you have to wait till after Olenu. According to the Ramah, tefillin ends with Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim Olenu, and then Kaddish. And therefore, even if there is no Yosem, you have to say Kaddish there, because we have Paris Tefillah and Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim and the saying of Omen Yehei Shmei Rabo, and that's how Tefillah ends. Therefore, you have to wait, take off your Tefillin till after the Aleinu, according to the Ramah, after Kaddish, after Aleinu, according to the Gra, after Kaddish, the Skabbat, you can take off your tefillin. The countless differences. Now, Aleinu is Kabbalah Samal for Shemai. Shemai Yisrael is Kabbalah Samal for Shemai. In Kabbalah, in Aleinu, Aleinu was, is not part of Bruch of Malchios. It's an introduction to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, and the theme of Malchus, and the two types of Malchus. And we have Malchus and two Brachas. There's HaMelech HaKadosh, and Melech HaKol Aretz, Makadish Yisrael, HaMelech HaKol Aretz, Makadish Yisrael, V'yam HaZikara. In fact, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, where to put Malchios in HaMelech HaKadosh, or in Kedushas HaYom. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though there were times that they pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But there's a very big difference between Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaKol Aretz. Melech HaKadosh, At HaKadosh, Shim HaKadosh, U'Kadosh, and B'chol Yom Yehalu Chosel. That's normal bracha we say. Rosh and Yom Kippur, we add U'V'chein Tein Pachtucho. Why? U'V'chein Tein Pachtucho, and here the two, there is our minig, and the minig of the Teimonim. The meaning of Teimonim is just a Rambam. It's based on a Rambam Siddur that you say L'chein Teim Pachtucho, all of us are Simei Tshuva. Our meaning is not, we only say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's a din of Tosef on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and every time it's Kedushas Hayom, there's a mitzvah of Tosef HaShevach, added Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why absolutely the Zimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a longer Pesuk in Zimra. That's why our Kedusha on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a longer Kedusha. The mitzvah Tosef HaShev. That Uvechein Tein Pachtuch. What does Uvechein Tein Pachtuch say? What does it mean, Ata Kadosh? Kadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's totally non-physical, beyond any physical conception, and totally distinct from this world. Ata Kadosh. Shimcha Kadosh. What is the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are his midos. We don't give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any conception we have. What do we say? Yizgada v'zgadash Shmei Rabba. The Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shame that all we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way he's manifest in this world. Dimo Oscha v'lo kifi yeshcha. Yashvucha l'fi ma'asecha. Dimo Oscha. We approximate you v'lo kifi yeshcha, but that's not what you are. Yashvucha, and we've equated you l'fi ma'asecha, according to your ma'asecha. Shimcha Kadosh is, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poel in this world, we recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Musa, that's beyond this world. U'Kadoshim b'chol yom ya'alu chosela. Medrash says, based on the Pasuk says, V'yiskadishtim v'yisam kadoshim ki kadosh ani. You should be Kadosh because I am Kadosh. So the Medrash says, Yochol kamo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki kadosh ani. I'm different. That means Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing he's totally non-physical, comes from a totally spiritual dimension that's beyond this physical world. Our Kedusha means recognizing that the human being carries within him a spiritual dimension, his neshama, and his goals in this world are, despite the fact that we're physical, our goals in this world to connect with the spirituality of this world, and our goals in this world are not physical, that's spiritual. And that's Ukdoshim B'chol Yom Eluch Hasel. But we say HaMelech HaKadosh. What is the L'chein Tein Pachtecha say? L'chein Tein Pachtecha. That someday, even though at this point in human history, we as a spiritual nation are the ones who recognize and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept Him as the only cause of everything in this world, someday in the future, the entire world will recognize it. And at that future day, Simloch at Hashem levadecha kol ma'asecha, you will rule over them because they will accept your rule. But even though at some future day the entire world will accept it, you kadosh ata v'noah shmech, you still at that point go beyond this world. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, runs this world from, but is distinct from this world. And of course it's Melech HaKadosh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running everything in this world. Hands on in this world. The introduction to Kabbal Somalch HaShemayim is, if you take a look before you get to Aleinu, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say before HaMelech HaKadosh, Nasane Tokef, and we will talk about the power of Kedushas Hayom. This is days Hunoru V'Oyom, Avot Sinochtei Malchus Secha. This is when we lift up your Malchus. V'Yikon B'Chesed Kinecha, and we establish your throne. That's in Sifri Chassidus. What is Leil Rosh Hashanah called? The coronation night of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitnu l'cha kesem l'cha. We announce your malchus, we accept your malchus. Like any, what is a coronation of a king or a queen? You announce their malchus and you accept the malchus. So too this is Rosh Hashanah. V'seishiv olav, and you sit on that throne b'emes. What does that mean? Lamaisa on Rosh Hashanah, you die in a mochiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. That's why the Bris HaOlam and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu go hand in hand. And throughout, we talk about Bris HaOlam. And Rosh Hashanah, according to the Minhag of Ashkenaz, is the anniversary of Bris HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for a purpose. First comes the Torah, and then comes. And then comes the Bris Olam. There was a plan, and Bris Olam is where this plan is going to take effect, and the purpose of this world will be fulfilled. And in the anniversary of the Bris Olam Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and judges, is this plan being fulfilled, or this plan is not being fulfilled? And in order to guarantee fulfillment of the plan, there is Mishpat, just like Every government established an order that the society should run properly. Now, society running properly, if there was no justice system and no enforcement system, no shoftim v'shotrim, then no one paid attention to the rules and society would fall apart. So, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a goal, with a purpose. And he sits in judgment every year to get on the anniversary of the creation of Adam Rishon, saying, is this world to die to continue or not to continue? Because is that purpose being fulfilled? That purpose is not being fulfilled. And he judges us. He rewards and he punishes. And
sorry.
Yeah.
Is that second insight that first of all we're making the coronation of the Melech, and second of all that Hashem is judging us?
coronation of the king is you accept his malchus. And accepting his malchus, accepting his recognizing that on this day, how is that malchus expressed on this day? The malchus is expressed on this day by the fact that he's sitting in judgment and seeing whether we've fulfilled his rules. We haven't fulfilled his rules, and rewarding and punishing accordingly. It's all one integrated idea. Now, and how does he judge it? Valmedinos beyama, we say. He judges groups of people and specific people. And it's not just groups of people, totality. It is specific. Each individual is given specific individual attention on that day. Each individual has his own individual judgment. That is the introduction. And what do we say in Aleinu? In Aleinu we say, we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he chose us from the entire world to represent his concept and message to the world. And that he did not allow us to become like any other nation that does not understand that. What is that message? He created the world. Even though, still, he's running this world, you know, nothing else runs this world. Emes Malkenu, ever Zulosa, there is no other force in this world, no other power in this world besides it. And by Yodata Yom Hashiros Levecha, and knowledge of this, understanding of this, is not just a distant piece of knowledge. I know there's a country called China. I know there's a country called Thailand. It could be a country called Thailand, could be. It's a piece of knowledge I have. It doesn't affect who and what I am. The knowledge I have in my head is a country called Thailand. Knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world is not a distant piece of knowledge. It's something that's integrated to the essence of my being. Yedata Hayom, and then Hashevosa Elovecha. Internalize it. Make that a part of your very being. Hashem Hu Elokim Bashmayim Al, Varas Mitochas. And you always have this balance that even though he's b'shamayim limal, he's b'aretz mitochas. Eino, and nothing else. So this Kabbalah is a malchus b'shamayim before we even get down to malchus of Ruach HaKodesh. Then, even though this Kabbalah is a malchus b'shamayim, we have to have a specific bracha for malchus. Now, malchus begins al kein lekab. For those people in Medaktik, in the Siddur, there's a major, major, major machlokas. Oh, is it Alkein HaKavlocha or V'Alkein HaKavlocha? What's the difference between Alkein HaKavlocha and V'Alkein HaKavlocha? Is Aleinu Alkein HaKavlocha a Hemshech or the two separate things? On Rosh Hashanah, the two separate things, everyone's Gora is Alkein HaKavlocha. Because Aleinu comes earlier. It's an introduction, not just to Malchus, to the whole thing. That's why Chazaras Hashatz, after Aleinu, would say, "Alkein Lokel," would say, "Hey, and not Pifcho Shulcham Pesur," and there's Ochilo Lokel. And during the year, davening in general, it's Machlokas. Is it changed or it's the same thing? It's two separate things. What does the bracha say? Every bracha has three parts. The introduction, there's the psukim, and then there's the tefillah. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah are two opposite things. Avodah Zarah is not such a very simple-minded, primitive idea. Those of you who learned at the end of the second parak of Chulin, there's the Har and there's the God of the Har. There's the worshipping the mountain and the spiritual forces behind the mountain. That's the idea of our Zohar. There are many forces in this world. Dealing with these forces as independent forces, not having to deal directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Avodah Zarah. Recognizing that there's only one force in this world and nothing is independent from it. And he managed this, and these are just tools in his hand. That's Malchus Shemayim. Ha'vigulim el'aretz. Ha'lina koris koris. No Avodah Zarah. There was one time they worshipped the sun, the powers behind the sun and the moon. They people worship science. They worship the laws of economics, the laws of political science, the laws of history, the laws of those and those and those and those. And we say there's no such thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with certain ways and certain patterns. That's what Teva is, but it's still being run hands-on by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no truth to the fact that any of these forces have independent power except that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. L'saken olam v'malchus shakai. What does that mean? There is a very strange concept in the general secular Jewish world, and they call it a Jewish concept, tikkun olam. A lot of belonging. Where do they get it from here? Tikkun olam doesn't mean I have to fix up the world. L'saken olam v'malchus shakai. The world will be fixed up if the world accepts Malchus Shaddai. And then, it won't be evil. The moment we accept that there's nothing independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all our efforts independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are futile, so evil disappears. We bow down as an exception of submission. Sishava Kalosha. What is a shvua? For instance, I take a shvua that X is true. I'll swear by the shvua that X is true. What does that mean? It means that if I say X is true, it's as true as the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch. That's the standard of MS in this world. Shishova Kalosh. This is what Malchus is about. Hashkocha Pratis, Briyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch are accepting and internalizing into our neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world completely and absolutely down to the finest detail. Now, this is Yetzir Shem Bli Neder next week.